Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a bit more about your hosts. My name is Shrikar Kara, and with my brother, I've built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing apps. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, Cloaked, and some more super cool apps that I'm sure you guys will know about. I'm your host, Shrikar, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. Let's dive right into the episode. All right, guys, so I want to talk about five UGC ad formats that are really scaling apps right now, and I'm going to break them down step by step. I'm going to give you each of them so that it's helpful for you guys to be able to try and test when you're running your own ads for your mobile app. All right, so I want to start by saying that not all UGC is equal. You might see some videos and other videos that look very similar, but there's actually a key difference between them, and it comes down to the formats that you're trying within these ads. And if you can create formats that do really well, then you're going to drive more installs, lower your CAC, and ultimately even retain people better, assuming your product is good, which if you're on this podcast, hopefully your app is pretty good. Let's talk about it. So number one is transformation ads. So this is something that I talk about a lot, where it's like day one versus day 30. You guys might have seen these YouTube videos where YouTubers are like, hey, this is day one of my transformation. And then they do like a day 200 or like a day 500. And like people go crazy over that stuff. In fact, if you know who David Late is, he's actually a fitness YouTuber. Some of his early videos that helped him blow up were basically these transformations where he started with day one and went to day 30, day 60, day 90. And the reason it works so well is because it shows progress and results. And people crave that. They want to be able to see some sort of progress, some sort of change in somebody. And they don't want it to be boring and the same throughout the whole video. And if you can show this change as an ad, you could do really well. So for example, let's say you have a meditation app. You can say day one, my mind was racing. And then day 30, I actually feel calm. And throughout this ad, you would show this story of how you changed from having a racing mind to having a very calm mind. And you do this through a series of talking, voiceovers, same thing, and just showing your graphics and having all of these storytelling elements that work really well. And the reason it works so well is because it shows immediate benefit. I mean, in a 60-second video, less than that, you're basically showing the users this change that's happening, which makes people think, wow, what if that was me? What if I could do that too? And then they wonder, how can I do it? And that's where you plug in your app. Number two is screen recordings and voiceover. This has been huge. Some of the best ads that we've seen for mobile apps have been just like a screen recording and voiceover. Super simple to do as well. All you do is take some screen recordings of your app, and you want to do it where people are spending the most time. So if you're not tracking where users are spending the most time, I would definitely be doing that. You also want to be incorporating the area in your app, which has been the best for people so far, and like where they really enjoy it and where the value is really coming from. And you want to take screen recordings of it. And then you want to have your creators or yourself go through those screen recordings while doing a voiceover. And if you can start with a very bold hook, that's the best way to do it. You want to show the app in action with some simple callouts, and then you want to end with some sort of CTA. So in the beginning with the hook, we've actually found that you don't even need to show the app initially. You can just have like a camera to your face and just say, hey, like I found this thing which lets me do this, or like this is the best hack that's done this. And then showing the app has done really, really well. And again, the more you can highlight this problem solution statement, starting with a problem, like how can you build up this story where the problem really starts, the better your ads are going to perform. The third one I want to talk about are trend-based ads. So these are really just like staying on top of what's working on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and these different platforms and figuring out like what are the trends that are performing really well. What I would do is just go on like different websites. You can literally go on Google and search up like best trends right now in 2025 for like the week that you're in, and you'll find some websites that'll show you it. You can also do it directly on TikTok or Instagram. And especially if you're scrolling through your For You page, you'll find some. And if you can find trending formats and then plug in your app into them, that works really well as well. So the way that I would do it is like find what's trending, maybe see like somebody's ad, for example, or somebody's organic content, like another company who's done it really well, who's not even in your space, and then figure out how can you plug elements of your own app into that trend and make it really do well. And some apps have crushed it. For example, like the Chill Guy meme has been huge. Some apps have done a really, really good job of capturing that. And I think if you could do it at the right time, you could crush it. And number four is going to be side-by-side comparisons. These are either split screen where you're showing your app versus another one, or it could just be like showing the other app first and then showing your app right after it. We found that split screens do super well, where you have like the top being like me using my old app for this, for example, and then your bottom being like the new app. You might have seen these in ads too, like when you see like Tide and these other companies that are always promoting themselves on like YouTube, for example, they're always showing like the competitor brand and they make it super generic. They show that it doesn't work really well. And then they show their brand and how well it works. And this works the same way on TikTok. You want to split screen it, show how your competitor brands are not doing a great job. And the way that I would do it to make it even better is like make the competitor brand be like black and white, make sure that the creator looks all bad and groggy in that one and like things are just going horribly. And then the bottom screen should be your app, which is like super bright, sunny, your creator looks amazing, they have like makeup on or, you know, whatever it is. Just like make sure that it looks really, really good. And if you can do that, you can really highlight the benefit. And this taps into FOMO, which is fear of missing out. People don't want to miss out on the best option. And finally, number five is going to be just a straight up testimonial style selfie video. These have actually worked really well for us. And some brands come to us saying, hey, like we want to create this super over the top production, trying this, trying that. And we've actually found that some of the simplest videos we've made, like literally just like, hey, do you want to use this? Try this. Hey, do you want to try this? Use this. Like simple stuff like that, where the sentences are very, very easy to follow, have actually done really well because they seem very authentic. They add a lot of social proof. People just trust real people. And especially if you can get creators or yourself to actually use your app and like really benefit from it, or like somebody who's actually benefited from it, that authenticity will just shine through. Which is why here internally at Trendify, when we work with companies, we have our creators work with the brands, but then they like use the products of the brands that we work with so they can really get to know it. And we only take on brands that we really believe in so that our creators are actually using the products, because this really does show in the creative when you create it. So guys, that's all I got for you. Those are the five ad styles that I think could work really well. There's obviously a handful more that I don't have the time to go into today, but I'll create another episode where I talk about it. If that was helpful, be sure to rate and review our podcast, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.